Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill, your host. For the next 2 hours on this program of November 16th, 2004, we'll hear the newest from Sharon Shannon and Friends, Richard Schindel and Maura O'Connell. From Native American Flute to the Moody Blues Meeting Nashville, you'll hear it on this installment. We're starting with 2002. That's the name of the duo from their album called This Moment Now, released in October of 2003 and making its way to us recently. This is a track called Even Now. Thank you.
3 days passed, and the lamps gave out. Our foreman rose on his elbow and said, "We've no water, or light, or bread, so we're living on songs and hope instead."
That set ended with two songs written by Lynn Miles, the most recent one done by New Jersey singer Laurie McAllister. Nobody's Angel is the song. It's from Laurie's new album, The Things I Chose to Do, which is a line self-contained in the song. Just before Laurie, we heard from Lynn Miles herself doing Undertow on her 2002 album Unravel. May have been a 2001 release up in Canada, but 2002 here in the States on her own Okratone label. We heard Pauline Scanlon, who at the age of 24 releases her debut album, certainly one of the most notable Celtic releases of this year so far. The album's called Red Color Sun, and we heard the Spring Hill mining disaster. Pauline Scanlon, a talent to be reckoned with in Celtic music. And we started the program with 2002 from their album This Moment Now, an album that was inspired by a stream of love letters they wrote to each other 20 years ago when they were living in different parts of the country, the duo that comprises 2002, and we heard the song Even Now. You've logged into folkimage.com and the program of November 16th, 2004. What a novel concept. Nashville bluegrass musicians doing moody blues songs. That's what this album is about. The album is called, appropriately enough, Moody Bluegrass, a Nashville tribute to the moody blues. We'll hear a couple of tracks right now, and we'll start with the song Your Wildest Dreams here on Folk Image.
And when the words are
Richard Schindel on his latest album, Vuelta, here on Folk Image, really getting into that Buenos Aires lifestyle. For the longest time, I was puzzled as to why Richard Schindel moved to Buenos Aires, and now it makes a lot more sense. That's where his wife is from. And I guess they decided to build a life down in her old home city, and it's had a nice influence. He sings one song in Spanish. does a good job. Richard Schindel with Grey Green from the new album Vuelta. And we heard two tracks prior to that from a compilation called Moody Bluegrass. I think it's one of the best ideas of the year as far as compilations is concerned. Various vocalists on the various tracks. We heard Your Wildest Dreams, which was, I believe, a hit for the Moody Blues back in 1986. And that was followed by It's Up to You, which goes back to one of their albums from the late 60s, 1970 era. I've got it in my old collection, but I forgot which one at this point. But it was great to hear those songs again from some Nashville musicians. You've logged into folkimage.com and the program of November 16th, 2004. This is from the new release from Native American vocalist Mary Youngblood.
To get out, be alone. Adventure waiting and dreams to find. Left the rest, left it behind. On his way to follow his heart's desire. Find that sacred place and feed the fire, yeah. Feed the fire, feed the fire. She left the village she'd always known. Government sent her away, took her dress, her smile, her language too. She could not even say no, so she ran far away from the ruler's home. Somewhere she could find warmth to feed the fire, feed the fire, feed the fire.
Feed the fire.
they went their own ways long ago. The journey has many roads. We seek, we find our own destinies. Oh, grandmothers, help me to know I'm on my way to follow my heart's desire. Find that sacred place and feed the fire. Yeah, feed the fire. Feed the fire. Ooh. can see the next hill from there and look down on the rooftops below and turn back when it's time to go. You are calling the names out loud of all the friends who let you down, saying, look how high I am now. I made the top of the hill somehow. You saw every road you walked with clear eyes. You bet every dime you had on the endless skies. You left every
from the new release by Boston bass singer-songwriter Naomi Summers. That's called Top of the Hill, from her album called Hypnotized. And we heard that instrumental Native American flute piece before that, coming from Andrew Vasquez from his album Togo, which means grandfather. We heard a track called Morning Sun. And Mary Youngblood started that set with Feed the Fire, the title track from her new release on Silver Wave Records. I'm Jeff Gill, and this is FolkImage.com, the program of November 16th, 2004. Let's get to the compilations that have been released over the past month or so. We'll start with Acoustic Rainbow, up to volume 20 in that series, and we're going to hear something by Steve Kahn, followed by Jen Foster, all here on Folk Image.
I see this child lying in your arms, laughing at our crazy world. Everything's funny and bright and new to this little angel girl. She doesn't care if the phone don't ring. She doesn't care if it rains. She couldn't care less if Pope John Paul runs off with the King of Spain. Delicate balance to find. You want to be ready for all the pain without leaving the joy behind. I guess we should tell her it ain't all roses. There's plenty of heartache and lies. How about if you give her all the bad news and I sing her sweet lullaby?
Thank you.
let you go. Fly away now and be free. And in your never-ending slumber, will you please save a dream for me? And I will gently place this flower in your hand before I leave. I say you cannot take it with you, but this could be the one thing. This love could be the one thing. And it looks just like you were sleeping so peacefully at rest after the longest, hardest day. And you look so sweet as if you're dreaming. I only wish you could awake before the angels carried you.
Was a farmer, man to till the ground. He once was a sailor boy, sailed the world around. He once was a lover, but a new love he has found. Now he is a singer, painter of the sound. Once was a doctor, man to heal our ills. Once was a preacher, man of iron will. And he once was a driver, mule teams and the wheels. Now he is a poet, shows us what we feel. For in his mind he was many things, a dreamer, a hero and fool. In his heart he's just one thing, a bender of the rules. Once was a cooper, a man of bend the state. Once was a teacher, swore he knew the way. And he once was a builder, granite hard and gray. Now he is a painter, captures night and day. And he was a fool of many, and a genius to a few. Yet he saw so many things, and he tried to bleed them through. Oh yes, he was an outcast, and yet inside he knew that a dreamer is a hero and a bender of the rules. For in his mind he was many things, a dreamer, the hero, the fool. But in his heart he's just one thing, a bender of the rules. A bender of the rules. A bender of the rules.
Tim Chauvin on Folk Image with a track that appears on the latest Oasis Acoustic Compilation, Volume 48 is what they are up to now, and that's called Bender of the Rules. And prior to that, we heard two tracks from the new Acoustic Rainbow Collection, Volume 20. We heard Ileana. Steve Kahn does that, a Nashville songwriter, singing about childhood innocence and a childhood view of the world. Followed by Jen Foster, who's also based in Nashville, doing a song called Sleeping, a song that's hard to determine whether it's about the death of a loved one or the loss of a loved one from your life. Maybe a little bit of both. Warrants further investigation there from Jen Foster, a song called Sleeping. You've logged into folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill, and you're enjoying the program of November 16th, 2004. Here's Sharon Shannon and friends.
Got my work clothes on, full of sweat and dirt. All this holy dust upon my face and shirt. heading uptown now, just as the shifts are changing to Grand Central Station. I got my lunchbox, got my hard hat in my hand. I ain't no hero, mister, just a working man. And all these voices keep on asking me to take Grand Central Station. Grand Central Station. I wanna stand beneath the clock just one more time. Wanna wait upon the platform for the Hudson Line. Guess you're never really all alone, or too far from the pull of home, and the stars upon that painted dome still shine. I made my way out on the 42nd Street. I lit a cigarette and stared down at my feet. Imagined all the ones that ever stood here waiting at Grand Central Station. Grand Central Station.
Grand Central Station.
That was John Danley on Folk Image with A Dream of Breathing from his new album Drifting into Oblivion, an album of fine acoustic guitar music. We heard Mary Chapin Carpenter from that stellar album released earlier this year called Between Here and Gone and Grand Central Station. And Sharon Shannon and Friends from the album Libertango doing a track with one of the noted vocalists that appears with her on this collection. You've logged into folkimage.com, and we continue now with Jim Lampos. This is an album that he released 10 years ago called Dreamland in Flames.
Riding this horse through the labyrinth of the city, riding this horse, she knows just where to go. Hit Liberty Street, she's all fired up, almost flying. Well, I am her rider, but tonight I barely got control. Ben Franklin appears and winks, electrified in the static. This mayor understands, and all I gotta do is hang on. You never find your way through here with maps and logic. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. Past the temple where the minute men are hanging. The symbols they fixed in their minds have started to walk. Tonight they perform the sacraments down in the sanctuary. It all has some meaning that they struggle to recall. While outside everything's outlined in black luminescent, you can see the aura, the air's been cleared by the storm. The connections run so much deeper than you ever expected. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. When Tyler at the door, he never checks your identification. Just stares at that space 2 inches above your skull. Don't your words seem to get lost down in the translation? Imposters in the fun house wondering what went wrong. And everyone's appointed in the costumes of their station. Just try to express the composition of your soul. Playing games in circles and squares, no discretions, no direction. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. Once upon a time you saw the light, saints drinking in the dark Irish fountains. Once upon a time you heard the song on the rising wind. Children swinging and all through time, perfect circle unknown, you'd be coming. Once upon a time you woke in the light of the rising sun. The rising sun illuminated. Inside the pot is starting to pick up. The clocks are spinning round, they deal you in, and the queen fills your cup. You check the articles of faith, man, you sign them at the door. When you Thought you heard laughter, it could have been a timpani roll. Now you look into her eyes, but the person you knew once is gone. As you move through mirrored worlds, they make fun of everything you feel. You don't know why you've come where the dream ends anymore. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. Once upon a time you saw the light, saints drinking in the dark ash fountains. Once upon a time you heard the song on the rising wind. Children swing in an arc through time, perfect circle unknown, near becoming. Once upon a time you woke in the light of the rising sun. The rising sun, a revelation. Revolution broke out by the cantilever bridge. On memory day, I carried a torch for you to the proscenium of enchanted space. We hid in the lilac groves of eternal afternoons. Saluted the one who invited us to come along. Through the break in the old stone wall, like flower petals rain from the heavens, bless his soul. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. While I was riding this horse through the labyrinth of the city, since riding this horse, she knew just where to go. We hit Liberty Street, ashes all fired up, almost flying. Well, I was her rider, but that night I barely had control. Now the mare has returned and she's ready to carry me on. The journey from the city of roses, I got so much left to do. Half asleep again, heading east towards another port. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross. East, west, south, and north, all paths do cross.
day she walks down to the river at noon. I will never be young anymore, she says. How about you? Are we the same? Or do you have one more reason to stay here, chipping away at the time? She's been wrestling with questions that offer no choice. Conversations that drown in the monotone of her voice. Oh, why do I keep chipping away at the darkness that fills every day with no change inside anywhere? On her clothes, Jane. Say a prayer for the mothers who never return. Bless the days when it's all you can do not to crash and burn.
Connell. Her latest album is called Don't I Know, and that's Phoenix Falling. Not Phoenix Rising, but Phoenix Falling. I think there's a suicide in there. That's from her latest album. We heard Lyceum from the collection called Oracle, and Humilitas, or Humanity, to cover both the Latin and the English lyrics in that song from Lyceum. And we started with Jim Lampos, one of his earlier efforts. Paths That Cross is the name of the song from the album Dreamland in Flames. Indeed. You have logged into folkimage.com. This is the program of November 16th, 2004. You wish it spring again? I do. Let's hear a song about it. This is Jess Klein from her 2000 album, Draw Them Near.
Throws open the window. There are many ways around. when I think of an apple fire, it reminds me of evenings with you, sweet and rare, unanswered prayer. From the warmth of an applewood fire, old memories fade with years. Trying hard to recall what is true in my mind. Something stays. I remember with the scent of an apple wood fire. It's over now. Doesn't mean like the flame of an apple fire. When I think of an like the flame of an apple fire, like the flame of an apple fire.
That's new from a trio called All She Wrote and Applewood Fire here on Folk Image. We heard from Howard Wooden. He is a member of the Woods Tea Company, the Vermont Ensemble. He's doing a solo album and a song called Friends Gone By. It's also the name of the album. And Jess Klein did Springtime from her collection Draw Them Near. You've logged on to folkimage.com, the program of November 16th, 2004. Some fine Celtic instrumental work here from a guy named Chris Stout.
Thank you. could tell you stories like the government tells lies. Oh, but no one listens anymore. In the rooms, the women come and go, talking on their mobile phones, and the television talks about the war. When I was a baby, there was laughter in my house. My daddy smoked domestic cigarettes. Thursday nights on the radio, light and concert, live from Cairo, mother of Egypt. Mama, mama, be with me with the music in your breast, in your glittering evening dress, and the white flag in your fist trembling. Tell you stories like the past was dead and gone. I know nothing changes in this world. Every day the muezzin calls, sun comes up and Baghdad falls before the eyes of storytelling girls. She was just a poor man's daughter, going down into the sultan's bed. He was dead. She was a water. He remembered every word she said. She said, and I said, Grandma, Grandma, be with me in your tragic wedding gown, with your long hair hanging down, and the stories tumbling out, tumbling. Tell you stories like the government tells lies. Oh, but no one listens anymore. In the rooms, the women come and go, talking on the mobile phones, and the television talks about the war, about the war, and the television talks about the war.
I'm a writer, right or wrong, a carpenter of word and song. Some days I just bang along, some days I've got the touch. I have seen the promised land, held a fortune in my hand, and I have come to understand some things cost too much. Spent some time in Tennessee writing for a company. Need up tempos under three, for so and so at such and such. And so I'd wrestle night and day with sentiments I some things cost too much. Moved back home and walked the hills, and I wrote some codes just for thrills. Planted crocuses and daffodils by the old clothesline, and left it all behind. day like a long lost friend. A gentle voice said, try again. And I found a guitar and a pen. Once more in my clutch. Now where they'll lead me I can't say, but the journey's what counts anyway. And I'll never more write just for pain, 'cause some things cost too much. Step right up and roll the dice. You can trade your soul merchandise, maybe even see your name in lights. All you gotta do is sign on the dotted line. But tonight up in the maple tree, the nightbird sings effortless. Because she's happy and she's free, and some things cost too much. Yes, some things cost too much.
We just heard from Emmer Kenny from her recent album, The Parting Glass. And that was preceded by Stephanie Davis on her new release, Crocus in the Snow, Some Things Cost Too Much. We heard Anais Mitchell doing Before the Eyes of Storytelling Girls on her album, Hymns for the Exiled. She is of Middle Eastern descent, and that theme is subtly in the background of her songs. And that set started with Hillswick from Chris Stout from his album First of the Darkening on Green Tracks Records. 2002 is going to conclude this edition of Folk Image, once again from their album This Moment Now, and a track called Romancing the Moon. I'm Jeff Gill. Remember to support the arts and support live acoustic music, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.